It's 2014. People are all walking around with devices in their back pocket. iPhone 5S, the equivalent in an Android or Windows phone, with super high resolution cameras. Usually a huge amount of memory, gigabytes, 8, 16, 32, 64 gigabytes of memory. And yet, we're not seeing content being produced on most business websites. By content, I mean multimedia content, video and audio. Why not? We have a veritable movie studio in our back pockets, and yet we're not using them to promote our business anywhere near enough. If you've come to this, by the way, my name's Cameron Riley. This is the Motherlode podcast. If you've come to this from the Motherlode website, motherlode.com.au, you may have seen a video of me on the front page, just a couple of minutes long, talking a little bit about our scientific marketing process. Now, why did I do that? Why is there a video of my ugly head up on the website? Well, I had a sales coach, sales mentor, boss, 20 years ago, give or take, my very early days of selling, and he told me something that I've never forgotten. He said, Cameron, people tend to do business with people they like and trust. Really doesn't matter what your product is, what your service is, depending on the kind of business you're in, obviously. But 9 times out of 10, everything else being equal, in a world where a lot of products and services from different vendors are fairly similar, people will tend to do business with you if they like you and they trust you. Why? Well, you know, because when the shit hits the fan, and eventually it always hits the fan, something goes wrong, something breaks, something doesn't get delivered on time, or the wrong thing gets delivered. There's a million different variables for how things can go wrong in any significant business transaction. And we don't expect perfection from the vendors that we do business with. We hope for it, but we don't expect it if we're realistic, because things go wrong. That's humans. Even if you're the greatest company in the world, Apple, let's say, well, it's last time I checked, highest market cap company in the world, love Apple products or not, can't argue with their market cap. Things go wrong. Things aren't perfect. Anything where there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of humans, a lot of variables, things are going to go wrong. What matters isn't perfection. What matters is that when things break, you try your best to fix them and make the customer experience a positive one in the end. That's certainly what I look for when I'm doing business with people. I don't expect you to be perfect. I just expect that if something goes wrong, you're going to do your best to make it right. So, getting back to people they trust and like, how do you convey trustworthiness and likability over a website? Assuming that your website is a large part of how you market your business, it's very difficult to do that if your website's just full of stock photography and text. You know, I often say to clients, if we take your website and we take your 5 closest competitors' websites and we take the logos off and the name of the business out of the copy, and we handed it to 5 of your customers, would they be able to tell quickly which one is yours and which are the competitors? In a lot of cases, I think the answer is no, because a lot of the content on, you know, 5 different websites of businesses in the same area are going to be using the same terminology, the same buzzwords. You know, they've got similar awards that they've won, similar promises that they make about customer service and putting the customer first and all this kind of stuff. So, one of the things that video is very powerful for is quickly conveying trustworthiness and likability. I kind of hope that when people go to the Motherlode website and they click on my video, you know, in the couple of minutes that I'm talking there, they'll get the impression that I'm a decent bloke, that I come across hopefully as down to earth, know a few things, not a complete bullshit artist, I'm not a slimy snake oil salesman. And as a result of that, they'll go, yeah, I'll give this guy a call or shoot him an email. He sounds like the kind of bloke I might be interested to have a coffee with. That's what video can do for you. You know, just a little bit about the principles of the business, talking about their philosophy of the business. If you have the kind of business that has some interesting stuff behind the scenes, if you run a cafe, you know, I would love to see some shots of one of your baristas making a coffee, pouring the latte art. I'd love to see something about the ambiance of your cafe, because these are things that video can convey very well, but text and photography, not so much. So, the other thing is podcasts. Okay, so let's assume you're listening to this podcast. If you're not, you don't know I said that. Podcasts are great for a little bit of longer form content. If I'm thinking about engaging your business to do a significant piece of work for me, it could take weeks or months, could involve, you know, a significant investment, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. Before I commit to that, I want to know a little bit about you. Even before I get you in for a meeting, it'd be nice to be able to listen to you talk for 5 or 10 minutes, or half an hour even, or an hour, on a podcast and tell me about what you do and how you do it. That way I can listen to it in the car on my way home. I can listen to it when I go for a run. I can listen to it when I'm cleaning the house. Throw my iPod on, click play, and I can learn so much more from the podcast. And I'll tell you why. It's because, and here's what I tell people, don't write a script. Have some bullet points if you want. But talk from the heart. Talk like you would if you're in front of a client. Like that. Don't feel like you have to sound super slick and super rehearsed. I want believability. I want to listen to you and feel like you know what you're talking about, you understand your space, you're confident, you're clear in what outcomes you deliver, and you sound like the sort of person I could probably work with. You know, if I can watch a bit of a video, listen to some of your philosophy on a podcast, I'm much more inclined to want to catch up and sit down and have a coffee. You know, there are many times, I'm sure you've had similar situations, where I'll go to a meeting, somebody wants to do business, and I'll go to a meeting, and about 10 minutes, 15 minutes into the meeting, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I'm not sure I want to work with this person. I don't trust them. I don't like the cut of their jib. They seem a little bit flaky to me. Would be really great if I could have made that decision before I traveled half an hour and, you know, and agreed to commit 60 minutes of my time to meet with them. So I highly encourage, if you're listening to this, have a think about how you can use video and audio multimedia on your website. It's very easy to do these days, very cheap. You've probably already got good enough tools. You might need to learn a few things about the production side of it. It's very, very simple. You can, of course, hire people to do this for you. You can hire us. We'll come in and shoot the video. We were just shooting days worth of video testimonials for a client last week. That's something we think is important, you know, being able to get customers to talk about how much they love your product or service on video is much more credible than a written testimonial on a website. So have a think about how you can leverage these tools. Google it. You'll find lots of tips and tricks out there about how to do it. And if you get stuck, just email me, cameron@motherlode.com.au, and I'll be happy to share some ideas with you, even just over email. Hope that was useful. Have a great week.